welcome to Bangor Community Church Podcast. We pray that you will be blessed today as you hear the Word of God.
Well, I just want to pick up for a few minutes. And I'm going to use the event of this week, which is the Bangor Cares, concerned about the mental well-being of their young ones and children. Is that correct, Natasha? And originally it came to the fore through the vision that they had as they became aware of the damage that I don't know what these things are that they use. You know, I've got a grandson that is absolutely mustard. I don't know how he can coordinate his eyes, his brain, and his finger at the same time. It all happens, and I'm looking at his screen, and I haven't even got a glimpse of what the first thing is, but he finished the thing. Anyway, that's where our young people are, but they're concerned about the effect that this can have on them on through the years, and I understand that. So it can affect their psyche and their mental approach to life, and we need to pray for them. You need to pray for your children, and better still, parents, monitor your children when it comes to that stuff. I'm not just saying monitor the bad stuff out. I'm just saying limit the sort of time they stay on those things, because it's out of that their mind can get affected. But I want to just for a few minutes give you a few scriptures, I think, because the same is true of us. This mind of ours can destroy you or make you. But Jesus said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. We need to have his mind. And I want to tell you, his mind was one with God, totally in harmony with the Lord. You may say, oh, well, I'll start working at that. Well, you have to start working at something else before you can start working at that, because we've been raised up in a society that's so negative that negativism goes, first of all, straight to the brain. And we start thinking with the brain in the terms that we used to live in before we were saved. The world still lives in. And many of us, because of our lack of reading of the Word, aren't enlightened to. And so fear grips us. Our minds become full of torment. And before anything bad's happened in our lives, we're already thinking it and living the negative consequences of it. Oh, what if? Oh, it's going to happen. Maybe it's sickness. Maybe it's finance. Maybe it's domestic. Maybe whatever. But the Bible says fear has torment. Fear has torment. Now, whether that's messing around with a child's mind or an adult's mind, that's not a nice thing. And we as Christians need to be on top of that. And the Word of God is our answer, of course. And we need to be able to have a mind that's truly renewed. I'm going to take you to a couple of scriptures, if I may. 2 Timothy, let's go to 2 Timothy 1. You know, I have an idea. I know we've dealt with these things. What am I thinking to? 2 Timothy. Second Timothy chapter 1. I know that I did take a whole period of time when we're in the Queen's Parade Methodist Church on Sunday mornings, and I dealt with a sound mind. And I'm not going to go into depth, but I'm going to bring that back to your memory and remind you of things like that, because it's stewarding our mind that we Christians must do. It's one of the big evidences that reveal the difference between we, the redeemed, and know it, and those who don't know it. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says simply this, "For God hath not given us..." Note the word there, it's a single letter word, it's a, notice it, a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. God has not given us a spirit of fear. but of power and love and of a sound mind. You know where fear is revealed? First of all, whenever it comes upon you, it's made manifest here. Fear grips you from there. Then it goes to your stomach. The minute you think it, you get sick in your tummy. But the Bible says we have not been given a spirit of fear. Praise God, we've got the Spirit, praise the Lord. We've got the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, I have to go that he may come and lead you into all truth. And the truth includes that you have nothing to fear as you're born again. Nothing to fear. Christ has delivered us, the Bible says in Ephesians, from the power of darkness. Therefore, let me just take you to verse 13. Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and joy which are in Christ Jesus. You say, what are you saying there, Pastor? I'm saying firstly this, that we need to steward our thinking. We have a sound mind. The word sound in Greek there means you have a disciplined mind. In other words, you can determine what to think and what not to think. The Bible tells us clearly what we should think. We should think on these things, it tells us in Galatians chapter 4, verse 6 to 8. Think on these things so that we are clearly able to steward our thoughts. And how do we steward those thoughts? How do we exercise that discipline? Well, what we do is we take this word and we apply it to any circumstance that comes into our circumstances or our life. And if what enters our mind differs from that, then we discipline our mind not to think about that, but to think about what God has said about that. That makes sense? And the only way you can get there is knowing your word, knowing your Bible. Knowing your Bible. You read your Bible. You read your Bible. You read your Bible. And so then it won't take you but a moment. I mean, if I use a simple one of sickness or disease of some sort, and you go to the doctors, go to the specialist, you get a prognosis that it's doomsday for you. Well, wham, go straight there, and from there on, the belly is tight as it could ever be. And you are walking around trying to put a smile on when you're feeling like death inside. Well, God's word is life. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, the Bible says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It's the Word. Can it fail? Could the devil do anything about that? It's the Word. Do you know where it is? If you're born again, inside of you. Inside of you. The only way you can activate it is to know which button to press. To know which button to press, you've got to know the Word. And there's no fear can grip your mind. You will speak it out. Did I ever share the time that a couple of years ago, was it? Well, you don't know yet, but I had occasion to suggest, think I should perhaps go to the doctor and tell him a little experience I had had. It was it was a urinal experience. So, as soon as I said this, I think I may have shared this with you. Of course, the word I use, I think I hear myself saying it somewhere, sometime. He said, that's a red flag. That's a red flag. He said, you need to go and see a specialist. You specialist, you know. And he wrote the man's name out, the specialist. And Hillary and I did go. And Oh, as soon as we saw him, it's a red flag. It's a red flag. Oh, I heard that before. It's a red flag. So what do we do there? Oh, he told us, book us in, we need to do this quickly. It's a red flag, you see. We've got to do this very quickly. Told us where it's going to happen and so on, and told us the price. Of course, after I got up from the floor, you know, I said, well, we'll come back to you on that, you know. No wonder it was a red flag. And we went home. Is that this correct? We went home. We know what the word says about it. And that was our confession. That's what we thought. It's what we spoke. I've given you two scriptures there, if you remember. 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, right? 2 Timothy 1, verse 7 speaks about what? God has not given us a spirit of fear, okay, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Verse 13 tells us that it's our speech. So it's our thinking and our speech that we need to review. So we know what the Bible says about it. So through every day, I would just thank God that I'm totally whole. And I declared why I'm whole. I declared the scripture. I declared the word. Hollywood, is that correct? And to cut a long story short, and I can tell you all the journey that went on, there's no red flag. There was no red flag. Well, there may have been, but the red flag was made a white flag, surrendered. It surrendered to the Lord God Almighty. Is that correct? I don't know. Was that 2 years ago? Or there we are. Look at me. I'm still okay. Our God is alive, church. I really don't want to ever speak anywhere in a preaching or teaching capacity just without us having the core of it, which is God. He is all we need. We used to sing the chorus, that song. He is all I need. You know it? He is all, sing it with me. I need, Jesus is all I need. Jesus, He's all I need. He is all I need. He is all I need. Jesus is all I need. Now, I know they're not going to invite me onto the worship team. I know that. It doesn't matter about that. I tell you, I've stood up on the inside just singing that because it's true. It's true, church. It's true. And that's what I'm trying to communicate to you. God's not giving you the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, love, and of a sound mind, a disciplined mind. So when something enters your thought patterns that disagrees with the word, you cast it down and you restore it with your word. You start thinking what the word says about that, not what the circumstances tell you. Does that make sense? And then in verse 13, as I've said, it goes on there and it talks about the mouth. God has given us what to say and what to speak. I'm going to close. I haven't even started, but we'll close. Hallelujah. I love the Lord. Love God. Love what God's doing in our lives. God's got great things. He's building His church. He's building His people together that we can be bound to each other in love. Do you know that? Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together. We are very restricted on our own, but we are very powerful together. When we flow together in the purpose of the Lord, when we love God, and that's our starting point. We love the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us. We look to God that He will direct your steps in blessings through this week. For more information, visit us at bangercommunitychurch.co.uk or find us on Facebook.